KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have cloudy skies, some light fog here in Atlantic as well. We do expect that for this morning, and then skies should become partly sunny this afternoon, a high of 37. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, and the news is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. National Weather Service in Omaha has issued a statement concerning dense fog near the Missouri River. Authorities say the dense fog, dropping visibilities to one quarter mile or less, had developed in an area 5 miles or so east and west of the Missouri River from Sioux City down to Omaha. Motorists should be aware of rapid fluctuations in visibilities while driving this morning. And with temperatures in the teens, the dense fog may freeze on roads, causing some slippery conditions. In the news, an Atlantic civic organization is holding an event February 3rd to raise funds for the Christmas Box program that was previously organized by the Atlantic JCs. Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bailey Smith said the upcoming event is being hosted by Atlantic Rising as part of their community service projects.
The young professionals have gone through a little bit of a rebranding, and they've changed their name to Atlantic Rising, and we've also raised the age limit. It used to be 20 to 40, and now we've made it 20 to 45 to try and get more participation. And the mission of Atlantic Rising is to engage, attract, and connect young leaders in the area. It's a great networking opportunity for young professionals to meet other young professionals, have fun, and also do service projects as well.
Their Trivia Night fundraiser takes place Saturday, February 3rd at 7 p.m. at the venue in downtown Atlantic. Atlantic Rising is encouraging people of all ages to join them in supporting the Christmas Box program.
It serves about 100 families in the area every year, so we're really excited about it, and we're happy to take it on. You can go to AtlanticIowa.com to register. You can register up to 6 to 10 people for $150, and it's a good opportunity to meet people, network, and have fun.
You may also register as an individual for $25, and you'll then be assigned a team. For more information, you can go to www.AtlanticIowa.com or call the Chamber at 712-249-3017. Again, all the profits from registration fees will go directly to the Christmas Box program. Atlantic Rising is also partnered with Olson Fuel Supply to provide pizzas for teams who are interested. Upon registration, you can order your pizzas and they'll be waiting for you at your table. You can order a large single-topping pizza for $10 or a large supreme for $12, no limit. Complimentary popcorn will also be available that night, as well as a cash bar. And as an added fundraiser, Atlantic Rising will be selling raffle tickets for $1 for six or rather for $1 or six for five. Dollars. The items will be raffled off during the evening. All sales will go toward the Christmas Box program. Another service project Atlantic Rising is in charge of takes place in late March.
The Atlantic Rising group is going to be taking over the Easter egg hunt that has previously been ran by Atlantic Specialty Care. Kelly Jimerson with Atlantic Specialty Care is going to help us do the fundraising aspect. We don't plan on changing anything, but we're going to be hosting it March 31st at City Park. It'll start at 10:30, and there'll be four different age groups for it as well.
There are about 15,000 eggs that will be filled with candy. Smith said on average, about 500 kids participate in the event. The eggs are generally found within about 10 minutes. She recommends parents bring their kids early as they start sharp at 10:30. The Creston Police Department reports today a man from Kansas City, Missouri, was arrested at around 12:37 a.m. this morning on a Cass County Sheriff's warrant. 25-year-old Kevin Davis was arrested at the intersection of Montgomery and Oak Streets in Creston on the warrant for failure to appear on an original possession of controlled substance charge. Davis was later released from the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. And Tuesday evening, 43-year-old Kerry Johns of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for violation of parole. Johns was being held without bond in the Ringgold County Jail. The primary election in Iowa takes place June 5th this year. Area auditors have provided a list of county offices in their respective counties that will be on the ballot. In Adair County, these offices will be on the ballot for the June 5th primary. 2 Northeast Board of Supervisor, 4 Northeast Board of Supervisor, County Treasurer, County Recorder, and County Attorney. And if you're interested in running for one of those offices, pick up a candidate packet at the Adair County Auditor's Office at the courthouse in Greenfield. In Audubon County, offices appearing on the primary election ballot include Supervisor, Recorder, Treasurer, and Attorney. The incumbents there, respectively, are Gary Van Arnum, Miranda Bills, and Deb Campbell. In Montgomery County, the offices include Supervisor District 1, Supervisor District 2, also Supervisor District 4, Recorder, Treasurer, and Attorney. And your incumbents are Steve Ratliff, respectively, and Mike Olson, also Mark Peterson, Carlene Bruning and Carol Strovers, along with Bruce Swanson, for those respective positions I just mentioned. In Shelby County, the offices of County Treasurer, County Recorder, and County Attorney will be on the primary ballot, along with one seat on the Board of Supervisors, two positions for the Soil and Water Conservation Commission Board, five Agricultural Extension Council members, and three County Hospital Trustees. In addition, there's one hospital per trustee township slated for election. The first day of candidates to file nomination papers in your respective county auditor's office is March the 5th. The last day is March 28th. Nomination papers are available at the Office of the County Auditor in your county and from the Secretary of State at www.sos.iowa.gov. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. Fog here in Atlantic as well. We do expect that for this morning, and then the sky should become partly sunny this afternoon, a high of 36.